NBC Sports, CBS Sports, Fox Sports, welcomes you to the following presentation of the National Football League.
The NFL has just signed a batch of broadcast deals worth more than $100 billion, and the agreements kick in 2023. Stephen Battaglio writes about television and the media business for the Los Angeles Times and joins us. Stephen, how would you sum up these deals? I mean, more than $100 billion is a big number. What are the highlights?
The number represents what football is to television, traditional television, and also streaming. This deal keeps the NFL on what they call broadcast TV, also cable TV, for the next 11 years. But it will also begin to recognize the trend toward people who don't watch on regular TV, who are using services like Amazon Prime. They will have the Thursday Night Football package starting in 2023. It'll be the first time that the NFL gives a package of games to a streaming outlet. They've sampled here and there over the years, but every week, if you want to watch Thursday Night Football, except if you're in the local market, you have to watch it on Amazon Prime. You have to be a Prime member.
Yeah, this is a big shift because, as you say, some viewers may have watched games in the past using Prime or some other streaming service, but that was sort of an alternative to a game that was also being carried over the air or on cable, and that won't always necessarily be the case with Amazon Prime going forward. I'll just mention Amazon is one of NPR's financial supporters. But, Stephen, I'm hoping you can help us see the bigger picture here, because with the NFL trying to balance this shift towards streaming with maintaining relationships with traditional networks like CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox, the broadcast TV landscape is changing. What do you see as the bigger picture here?
Viewers, especially younger viewers, are watching sitcoms, dramas, and movies on streaming services, especially in the last year with the pandemic. Football still draws people to traditional TV. You do have to show up to watch a game live, to enjoy it with your friends, to be able to talk about it, and most importantly for a lot of people, to be able to bet on it. And the NFL does not see that diminishing in the anytime soon. However, they do recognize that younger people may not be finding the NFL because they don't watch regular TV. And by the way, all of the networks that have broadcast deals have streaming platforms as well. And all of those services are going to carry games.
Well, could you see a future then, Stephen, where we actually have more games being streamed than broadcast? And if so, is there some concern there? I mean, I realize that these paid streaming services don't cost a fortune, but one of the beauties of NFL games, up until now at least, has been that you can get it for free with the old rabbit ears.
You can. And if the NFL was to take a major package and put it on a streaming service now, you would be disenfranchising a lot of fans. Not everyone across the country has high-speed internet that can support a streaming service. I should note that this is an 11-year contract, and in the seventh year, the NFL can opt out. I'm sure that in the years leading up to that opt-out period, they're going to take a good look at what the landscape looks like.
You know, one of the notable things about the Amazon Prime broadcasts in recent years is they had used an all-female play-by-play booth for the first time. Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm were calling those games. But that was offered as an alternative to the TV pairing of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman that was going out over the air. And I'm wondering, Stephen, now that Amazon has the exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football and there will no longer be the over-the-air telecast that goes along with it, should we expect Amazon to stick with Kramer and Storm?
I would imagine that they would probably provide multiple offerings. Amazon, $1.5 billion a year is not a lot to them at this point, and they learn so much more in terms of what they can deliver to fans. And, you know, you're bringing a lot of people into the Amazon store, making a lot of people be Amazon Prime members if they want to watch this game. It's a lot of opportunity for them to try different things.
Stephen Battaglio covers the media business for the Los Angeles Times. Stephen, thanks for talking with us about the latest big money TV deals for the NFL.
My pleasure.